Obesity is a major global health concern strongly associated with metabolic disorders, chronic low-grade inflammation, insulin resistance, and an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Among the emerging biomarkers implicated in obesity-related metabolic dysfunction, WNT1 inducible signaling pathway protein 1, a matricellular protein belonging to the CCN, C61C. C61N, November family, has attracted increasing attention. WSP1 is involved in tissue remodeling, extracellular matrix regulation, inflammatory signaling, and metabolic processes, and accumulating evidence suggests that elevated circulating levels are associated with visceral adiposity, insulin resistance, and systemic inflammation. Physical activity is widely recognized as a cornerstone intervention for improving metabolic health and reducing obesity-related complications. Exercise training modulates adipose tissue function, inflammatory pathways, insulin signaling, and extracellular matrix remodeling mechanisms that may be linked to alterations in WSP1 expression. However, the extent to which exercise directly regulates WSP1 remains incompletely understood, and existing findings are not entirely consistent across populations and intervention types. This narrative review synthesizes current evidence regarding the relationship between physical activity and WSP1 levels in individuals with obesity. Available studies suggest that aerobic training, resistance exercise, and high-intensity interval training may reduce circulating WSP1 concentrations, often in parallel with improvements in insulin sensitivity, body composition, and inflammatory markers. Nevertheless, the number of interventional studies remains limited, sample sizes are generally small, and methodological heterogeneity complicates definitive interpretation. Furthermore, much of the mechanistic understanding linking WSP1 to insulin resistance derives from experimental or associative human data, highlighting the need for cautious interpretation of causality. Variations in exercise modality, intensity, duration, and participant characteristics may influence WSP1 responses, underscoring the complexity of its regulation. Overall, while emerging evidence supports a potential link between exercise-induced metabolic improvements and modulation of WSP1, well-designed longitudinal and mechanistic studies are required to clarify its physiological role and determine whether WSP1 can serve as a reliable biomarker or therapeutic target in obesity-related metabolic dysfunction.